here's a story from The World.
The timing of the Trump-Lopez Obrador summit looks awkward to many, including Roberta Jacobson. She served as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico from 2016 to 2018.
The president of Mexico could have come to the U.N. General Assembly and seen President Trump on the side, etc. Instead, he's waited 19 months in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crisis and 3.5 months before the U.S. election to choose to come to the United States, which seems particularly infelicitous.
Mexico's economy is plummeting. How worrying is that for both Mexico and the U.S.?
Well, it should be deeply worrying for both countries. But frankly, I think part of the point here is that you can understand economically why President Lopez Obrador might want to come to the United States. He's bringing reportedly about 10 business people with him. The Mexican economy, you know, there's an old story about the U.S. catching a cold and Mexico getting pneumonia. This is a moment in which the three countries could be thinking about really relaunching North America, while many in the United States and elsewhere are talking about over-reliance on China. While there is a real movement to work to coordinate and deepen our economic recoveries, that doesn't seem to really be in the talking points of this visit. That may prove to be something could come out of this, which is a really important step for North America or bilateral integration. But I don't see that. I don't see the preparation having been done that would really help Mexico's economy.
Yeah, what I can't get my head around is the fact that Lopez Obrador likes to see himself as a crusader for social justice, a man of the people. And his first trip overseas is to meet with Donald Trump. The optics look odd.
They do look odd indeed. And I have to say, they seem odd to many, many Mexicans as well. But I think the other thing you have to realize is while his social justice and man of the people persona are very much real and they are quite different than Donald Trump's, there are so many similarities that the two presidents share in their style, including an exaggerated sense of the ability of the executive to do everything, tendencies towards authoritarianism, that I think, strangely, they have found in each other a certain amount of compatibility on dismissing institutions and doing things themselves that you wouldn't normally expect. I recall the letter that Lopez Obrador sent to President Trump when he, Lopez Obrador, was elected, in which he said that the elite in each country, the political elite and the institutions, never expected them to win, but now they were going to be the ones carrying things forward. And I think that's a little bit the way they see themselves, alone in this fight, but continuing to amass power in their goals, even if those goals seem to differ.
The two men also seem to share similarities around how they're dealing with the coronavirus. What's a capsule summary of how Lopez Obrador is dealing with it?
He dismissed it for way too long, right? He continued to encourage people to go to restaurants, to encourage them to hug, to have his meetings, his outdoor meetings and gatherings around the country for far too long. Even as he began to take it seriously, like President Trump, he has not worn a mask. It is a fundamentally anti-science perspective that he does share with President Trump. One of the documents that he put out in the last couple of weeks and comments that cabinet secretaries have made in his government have talked about, you know, the way those who are moral and poor will not get this disease, which was brought in by the rich, which is, of course, not true. So there is an anti-science sort of emotional bent and a polarization of this, that those complying with rules are sort of their enemies. They're the soft people or liberals. Interestingly, of course, as Mexico's numbers go up, the U.S. percentage and numbers are even higher. And what you see is northern Mexican states who are actually now considering and looking at ways to reduce the number of Americans coming into Mexico rather than the other way around because of the concern over the virus.
Roberta Jacobson served as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico from 2016 to 2018. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.